anti-smoking bylaws popping up in more BC communities, including the city of Prince George. Carenza Medhurst is the Health Promotion Coordinator for the Canadian Cancer Society in BC, the organization helping to spearhead some of these changes. And she joins me in the Prince Rupert studio this morning. Good morning, Carenza.
Good morning.
Why do you want to restrict outdoor smoking?
Well, I have personal and professional reasons. Just last year, I was sitting in Fort George Park, which is a main park in Prince George, with my children to watch an outdoor movie. We laid out our blanket, we got out our popcorn, and we sat down, and immediately beside us, a group sat down and started smoking. So we packed up our things, we moved to another area, and, you know, the same thing happened again. And my children and I eventually left the park and didn't watch the movie. So, and we know it's just as dangerous outside to be exposed to secondhand smoke. So there's lots of reasons for the society as well as to why we support this.
Before you get to that, I'm curious to know, so you're sitting outside watching a movie, people are lighting up cigarettes around you. Big deal. You've got the open air around you. What's the big problem here?
There's actually a lot of evidence now to prove that exposure to outdoor smoking outdoors is just as dangerous indoors. If you can smell it, it is harmful. And there's over 7,000 harmful chemicals, and there's nothing that kills more people than tobacco. 37,000 Canadians die every year from tobacco, and lots of other municipalities across BC already have outdoor bylaws. So really, the North is catching up with the rest of BC.
So how would you like to see Prince George and other northern BC communities change some of those outdoor smoking policies or the lack thereof?
Well, we would really, our focus is always about protecting children. So we'd like to see anywhere children are congregating, city-owned properties such as parks, playgrounds, gathering venues, plazas, as non-smoking, as well as patios of restaurants and coffee shops. And there's still quite a few coffee shops in Prince George and other northern communities that still allow smoking. And the majority of the people are non-smokers. And so I speak to people all the time that say they don't attend or go to those places because they can't sit and enjoy their coffee without exposure to secondhand smoke.
There are a lot of provincial rules already about where you can and can't smoke. Taking it to the municipal level, however, there is not a lot of bylaw enforcement. So how does this realistically come to pass?
Yes, that's a big question, and it's the first question we get when we talk to municipalities all the time. But I always say that mothers are a force to be reckoned with, and if they know they have a bylaw and they can, and there's signage and there's a good education to support a bylaw, it's important that people understand why and the health benefits and how it really is a really progressive and proven public health measure. If people understand why and understand the restrictions, and then people have the bylaw, often, especially in playgrounds and when there's children around, it's really easy to enforce, and then it can be complaint-driven, just like any other bylaw.
Right, so you might not necessarily even need the bylaw officers. Just knowing there's a bylaw could empower a person to ask somebody who's smoking not to smoke there because that bylaw exists. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. So an example of a playground is somebody smoking and your children are playing. You could say, excuse me, you know, you can point to the sign and say, you know, are you aware that this is a non-smoking area?
So. Smokers have been forced out of smoking, at least in public spaces, more and more over the last decade or so. How far does this need to be taken?
That's a really good question. I think, again, of focusing on the exposure of non-smokers and especially children. I think secondhand smoke is incredibly toxic. So as long as children are still being exposed and increasing their chance of lung cancer, I think we haven't gone far enough. And smoking rates continue to fall. Like in BC, we have only about 13% smokers. So we really are looking at, you know, protection of the vast majority of people.
And we posted the question about restricting outdoor space where people can smoke in Prince George and other northern communities. It got a lot of response almost immediately. Why do you think this is such a hot topic? Why do you think it gets people's hackles up?
You know, it's all the carrot and the stick. And as far as, and I think even public health measures, we do know that the stick. So legislation, bylaws, along with good public education is, and we look at seatbelt legislation and so many other things that drinking and driving, you know, just the education alone doesn't actually change behavior. And I think that people still are, you know, often would much prefer the carrot, but it's not proven to be effective. So at the Canadian Cancer Society, when we're really evidence-based and we really want to reduce lung cancer deaths, this is really a proven evidence-based initiative, and many other municipalities have already done it. And support, we did a lot of polling after we enacted some bylaws, and, you know, support goes up more after the fact. I think that people initially, you know, can be alarmed, but once it's in place, people really can't believe that that not too long ago, people were able to smoke in these public places.
What about the people who say, what, another rule? Can't we just use common courtesy and respect one another? We don't need a rule to remind us of this. What's your response to that?
I, again, go always back to the children. I mean, we want to, decrease negative role modeling for children. We don't want children to start. Anytime, you know, I love it when, like, a five-year-old child sees somebody smoking for the first time because they've never seen it before. They're like, why is smoke coming out of their mouth? And I think then we're doing a really good job, because certainly when I was 5 years old, I certainly knew what smoking was. And I think it's about, I mean, smoking is really hard to quit. And we just want to keep people from starting in the first place.
So. Well, it's good to talk to you today, Carenza. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts, and we'll see how this goes in the coming weeks and months in Prince George.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is BC's Canadian Cancer Society Health Promotion Coordinator, Carenza Medhurst. The City of Prince George is looking at tightening the rules around outdoor smoking. A final bylaw is expected to be in place around November. In the meantime, tell us what you think. Are more stringent rules on where you can smoke necessary? How will they affect you? You can email us daybreaknorth at cbc.ca.